Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we are, episode 5.
Episode 5. And no Anthony.
No, Anthony is no longer with us.
Well, we had this with you where we thought you were no longer with us, but it turns out you are with us.
I am longer with us. Yeah, and Anthony's not dead.
No, I know. We had this before, and...
Yeah.
Where is Anthony? Because at the end of the last episode, he went to look for you. I mean, this has happened twice now.
I didn't know.
I told you before, he went to look for you. You came in, you missed each other. You've done that 2 weeks in a row now, and now you're here.
Yeah.
And then where's Anthony?
Well, he's looking for me. I don't know where I've been, so he doesn't stand a hope in hell of...
Why don't one of you, or, you know, just stop looking for each other?
Yeah, just stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we may as well crack on. This is episode 5.
That's true. He's not going to get here in time.
He won't get in on time. We've got a ride each that we're going to pitch. And we've got special guest George Lewis.
Oh, George Lewis.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Should we just go? What's that song? Play the song. That one.
Here we go. I'll just...
Hold on. No, not that one.
Oh, this one. No.
Not that one.
Here we go.
Yeah, that one.
Just what is it that you want to do? One go football land, and we want to have a good time.
So, Ryan, what have you got for us?
I'm calling this one the Carnoo Rapids, and I say that really tentatively because I want there to be a silent S on the Rapids. I want it to be Carnoo's Rapid, silent S.
Okay.
I don't know if there's some kind of umlaut or kind of other agout thingy that you stick on top of a letter that can indicate that it's a silent.
You could just print it in a less bold font.
Yeah, ghosted almost.
Slightly ghosted, yeah.
Yeah, if this were, because it is a rapid ride. It is a water. I know we've got a few water rides at Football Land.
Yeah. But there's always space for more.
Yeah, I don't think we've got a rapid yet. We've got a couple of log flumes, but I don't think we've actually got a rapid. And rapids are very important. They're an integral part.
Yeah.
You know, families get in a sort of giant tyre and, you know, hold onto a giant steering wheel and not really do much, to be honest. You just bounce around off some rocks.
Is it too early to ask why the S is silent?
Maybe a touch. I think I'll get to it really quickly.
Okay,
really,
sure.
Well, hopefully I'll get to it fairly quickly, but it's essentially that. This ride is really slow, or it appears really slow, like a rapid. You're sort of lulled in by a sort of false sense of security pitch. You sort of go, you're sort of sent off down a fairly meagre gradient, and you bounce around for a bit and you spin around in a bit of, and you're not really doing much, and then all of a sudden there's a drop sort of thing. And and that's kind of what I want to get across in this ride, that this is sort of a ride in honour of Carnoo, a sort of frustrating footballer, seemingly sort of, you know, very talented man, quite languid at times, but then he would be devastating and do something incredible, and it would give you hope that you were going to get more of that Carnoo,
yes,
and less of the sort of
loping semi-bothered,
me as an 8-year-old playing right back, that Carnoo. And I think that is essentially what a rapid is. You know, we go on them, we queue up for them. The anticipation is high. You don't know what, you know, it's a bit like Carnoo. You queue, you're in, you get your pint, your pie, you sit down, and which Carnoo is going to arrive? And so to make this the requisite dullness, I want to focus on Carnoo's Premier League years, and I want to set this in sort of the historic Portsmouth dockyard, and you're sort of just milling around in the dockyard, sort of buffeted around by the tide. And then I think that unexpected dangerness, I'd like to pull in some sort of other bits from his Premier League past.
Yep.
So I'm thinking maybe cannons from sort of Woolwich Arsenal, and they're firing stuff.
Nice.
And then I'm thinking, okay, what should he be firing? And I was thinking, what could we get from West Brom? And I was thinking, yeah, what, those little chubby birds. I think they call it a, I think they call it a throstle, and which I think is like a made up Victorian bird, and it's a bit like Angry Birds. So it's a rapid. You're bobbing around in Portsmouth Harbour, being buffeted by the occasional sort of ferry going past or jet ski sort of thing. Nothing much is happening, and then all of a sudden, throstles are being fired. Throstles are being fired at you out of cannons, a bit like Angry Birds, and you've got to avoid them. So very, very dull, nothing much happening, and all of a sudden, very dangerous.
How do you avoid something when you're on a predetermined...
I don't think you are predetermined on this one. I think it's a bit like Hook a Duck, I guess. You're sort of, you're milling around a bit. I wouldn't say you're actually on a course here.
Okay.
I think you sort of... We took a punch of tyres in some, but we...
No expense spared. Can you get the ferry over to a replica Isle of Wight?
Definitely. In fact, that might be how you win at this.
You go over in a tyre to the Isle of Wight?
Yeah. What I've not worked out here is... And there doesn't have to be, obviously, a gamified element in every football land ride, but... I feel like there should be somehow. You're avoiding throstles being fired at you, that's probably just going to cause an injury of some kind.
Maybe if we give... There's a cricket bat on each vessel, so you can thwack the throstles away.
I think that...
Throstle thwacking. That's hard. That's too hard to say.
I like that. That's fair. I think you should be able to defend yourself. It plays into the historical aspect of Portsmouth being some kind of fortification. There's also submarines in Portsmouth Harbour, or when I think submarine, I think U-boat and I think submarine captain.
Yeah.
It's just got very UKIP. When I think submarine, I think, just to get a tear in my eye and sort of salute.
I think Sean Connery, as soon as someone says submarine, The Hunt for Red October.
Is he a Russian in that?
Yeah,
he
is. Well, apparently.
Is he a Russian? Does he have a Russian accent in that? Or is she still sort of, I see another submarine over, what are we hunting? What is a Red October? I don't know. I'm very confused.
That's...
Vote for independence.
That's pretty much his line of dialogue in that film, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Who sort of sabotaged Kanu's career?
He did a good job on his own when he first... Do you remember his debut for Arsenal?
Yeah, you're thinking the Sheffield United Overmars goal. Maybe the submarine captain could be played by Mark Overmars, and he's like, come on, Kanu, push me the ball.
Which is not a million miles from Sean Connery.
Well, I'm doing my Sean Connery and...
Dutch James Bond.
Hey, Miss Moneypenny, what's going on? Yeah, I feel like Mark Overmars would be nice.
I don't think he got enough of a kicking, Mark Overmars, for that goal.
He really...
Kanu, fine. He was newly in from Italy, where I'm not casting aspersions, but I don't believe that level of sportsmanship existed.
It is a shame. I think we probably know why Kanu got most of the stick and not Mark Overmars.
Sadly, yes.
And so I do feel like if we're going to vilify anyone in this, it should be Mark Overmars.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a good amount of jeopardy going on now. You're bobbing around in historic Portsmouth dockyards in Qatar. You're being fired at from Woolwich Arsenal cannons, but in the shape of throstles. But you've been given a cricket bat, and you've also got to avoid being torpedoed by Mark Overmars. And the name of the game is escaping historic Portsmouth Harbour.
I was wondering, when you say there's not a predetermined course...
Yes.
And it goes from... very impressive and adrenaline-fueled to really quite dull and not much going on. Is there a possibility for the ride to be just as Carney's career was sometimes he was electric for a long period of time and then dull for a long period of time, is there a possibility you get on the ride and nothing happens and then you get off the ride?
Yeah.
And equally, you get on the ride and it's the most thrill-seeking, adrenaline-packed 20 minutes of your life.
Definitely. And we'll probably call that the West Brom years. It's one of those. He's a funny one, isn't it? He's one of those that you think scored more. I guess if you were not an Arsenal fan and you were somewhat sort of sickened by the Invincibles and that whole kind of period, and you only caught the sort of highlights on Match of the Day, you would be forgiven for thinking Kanu was, you know, such an integral, playing every minute, scoring absolute bagfuls. But in truth, not really. It sort of falls into the super sub category.
Yeah, very much so.
And maybe that could be the final element to this, is that there is Kanu himself in a super sub marine, and he comes and saves the day, but
super,
very infrequently.
Kanu super sub is genius.
Very infrequently. He's down there. He's at the bottom of our Portsmouth Harbour.
Yeah.
Doing what he does. Being a nice philanthropic gentleman, you know, saving children from heart defects with his foundation. It's being a lovely chap. And then he's like, oh, yeah, got to do that. And then he just pops up in his sub, sort of stuns Mark Overmars for a second, launches some kind of Trident-style nuke, maybe smaller than a nuke. We don't want to ruin the park.
Yeah, that is a bit of a hazard if we've got nukes.
Enough just to take out the Woolwich throttle firing cannon, and you can get safe passage out of the harbour.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. I would urge you to change the name of the vessel that you board. It should be a canoe. That's too bad, isn't it?
No, it's 100% not too bad, and it's going in. I think it's probably time to bring this to a vote with that, with the Carnoo's Rapid.
Oh, I think I heard an S there.
I think that was something else. Okay, all those in favour of the Carnoo's Rapid, please say aye after three. One, two, three.
Aye. Very strong, very good.
Snuck in! Okay, Mark, you've got something tucked up your sleeve.
Who do you think you aren't?
Aren't?
Who do you think you aren't?
A-R-E-N...
No.
No.
Aunt as in aunt and uncle.
Right.
Who do you think you aren't? Now, this is quite torturous as a title, up for grabs. But this is a kind of, I'm looking for opportunities, I'm looking for synergies. I've got my business head on.
Business head.
And I'm looking for synergies to grow this park with other areas. So this is a reality TV tie-in. And I think I'm safe in saying we've got definite buy-in from FIFA.
Okay.
As well. So this is revolutionising the worlds of football, the worlds of theme parks and the worlds of reality TV. So at the moment, the BBC does have a show called Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah.
Which looks at your ancestry and throws up semi-surprising moments and relations.
Danny Dyer, the famous example. Was he King Richard III? Was it?
He was King Richard III, yeah.
No, King Edward III.
King Edward.
He was King Edward III, yeah.
Danny Dyer.
It was a piece of compelling TV where he told a very educated historian to give him a moment because I think it was he needed to get it into his nut. So there was, Danny Dyer.
So, yes.
That show, Danny Dyer, Edward III.
Delving into your past and coming up with surprises. So globalisation means people travel and move and your roots are not as solid as they would have been maybe even 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get a lot, like the particular story that caught my eye recently is the Blackburn player Ben Brereton, who's become an absolute superstar in Chile. His mother is Chilean. He had played at under 19 level, I think, maybe even under 21 level for England, and was a rising star, but unlikely to break into Southgate's team. So shifted allegiance through his mother's roots, and now plays for Chile. Scored on his debut, or maybe his first full start, and is now absolutely celebrated across Chile. And yet he's from Blackburn, and you hear him speak on Chilean TV, and it doesn't quite feel right, but he's having a lovely time, and the Chileans love him. So I want to extend that privilege to the average punter in football land. You come in, and we will investigate your family tree, and we will find a minnow nation for you to play international football for. And the kind of minnow nations we will be looking at are so small that you will definitely be able to play for their national side. There's no question. I mean, we're talking Pacific Islands that at the moment can't muster a 23-man squad for the World Cup. So if we can find your great-great-grandmother once went to Tuvalu just off New Zealand, then you're in.
You're in.
And I'm going further with this in that I think we can possibly invent nations. We can create nation states such that we could offer a stag do package where you take 26 mates, you announce that you are the state of Muluhala, and you get a bye through, I mean, Oceania is the federation I'm looking at.
Yeah, sadly.
You get, sadly, three of your stag dude mates are going to have to go home because they haven't quite
got the mustard. What if the groom gets sent home?
Yeah. Well, it would probably be his decision, wouldn't it? If you're... No, it's the best man, isn't it? Best man's in charge of the stag dude.
So the groom,
if the groom is really shit at football, then he might not make the cut.
So going to make an awkward wedding.
I quite like the thought of phoning your partner, because also there's not beat around the bush, a poor choice of phrase, it could be a hen do.
Yes,
but I like the thought of phoning your partner who thinks you're on a long weekend in Qatar, saying, "And darling, we've qualified via Oceania for the World Cup. I'm going to be gone a couple of years.
Yeah.
My mum's sister's brother once had an aunt that saw it in a brochure. You're in. You're playing for Vanuatu.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said you brought up aunt there, because in the title, who do you think you aren't? I thought you were going to say you were going to interrogate the aunt's past, maybe give her a DNA test, and that the aunt was the kind of, we hear quite often now, it's the grandparent rule, isn't it? That the kind of
mainly, but it's changing all the time.
I'd like there to be an aunt rule. You got to go all through the aunts. I think it has to be linked through the aunts. It's got to be aunts. And if you go back far enough.
If you go back too far, I mean, I believe the first human bones, like 2.8 million years ago, were found in Ethiopia. So if you go back too far, Ethiopia are going to have the biggest squad on the planet because everyone will be playing for Ethiopia. So we can't go too far back, but your basic point is right. Aunt. I'm playing for the Solomon Islands.
Yeah, that's nice.
And this ties in with Infantile, whatever his name is, that runs FIFA.
Yeah.
He wants the World Cup to be bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Wenger's pushing for it to be every 2 years.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of players.
True.
We have to stock the FIFA pot of players who are eligible for international football. Oceania's where it's at early doors, but we're going to get to the point where your Andorras, your Faroe Islands, they're going to be coming up.
Yeah.
Suddenly they've got a massive gene pool to choose from.
Yeah, you're right. Football is becoming sort of one of those morbid sort of carnival things they used to have in America, those sort of dance-a-thons where you just had to dance until you passed out.
Yeah.
That is essentially where football's going to. So you're going to need a massive squad.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, optimistic American turn of the century becoming teenagers, I'm going to win $100 by dancing to my death.
Yeah.
Forgetting the death bit.
Yeah.
We're not far off that.
Yeah. We're not that far away from 100 team World Cup finals. Mm. And the qualifying for that will be 500 teams. So at the moment, there aren't enough nations on the planet to deliver FIFA's vision for the World Cup. So I'm just trying to plug that gap before anyone realises there is a gap. And using football and...
Yeah.
To do it, to fill
what,
that gap.
What better use of football land than that? That is a sterling piece of kind of footballing philanthropy. You are...
Well, thank you. Looking at the ratings for various teams, the Cook Islands are unranked. How can you be so shit as to be unranked?
Yeah. How about the Easter Islands? Are they unranked?
They're good at headers.
They are very good. There's a lot of islands out there.
There's a lot of islands, yeah.
You know, and there's like those little islands you get in rivers and estuaries.
Yeah.
There's a lot of islands.
Well, the people buying woodland now, you could declare that an independent nation state.
If you put a moat around something, does it become an island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read the law, but I'm saying yes.
Okay. Let's get moting. All right. Well, on that, I think that's very...
Shall we vote on it? Are we ready for
a
vote?
Very ready.
So all those in favour of who do you think you aren't being incorporated into football land, say aye on the count of three. One, two, three, aye.
Aye. It's solid. I think it's...
We've done our service to football the world over.
You give him back.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Guest time.
We've got a special guest.
Nice.
I'm very, very excited to be introducing Mr. George Lewis. So George Lewis has appeared on the stand-up sketch show on ITV2. He's also written for 8 out of 10 Cats, Have I Got News For You, BBC Radio 4, and has a weekly football column in The Times. Here he is, Mr. George Lewis. Hello, George.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, what is the ride that you would like to pitch to us? No guarantee it's going to get in, mine.
So, my ride is the Yap Stampede.
Ooh.
That's a good title.
I always thought when I was younger that one of the most thrilling things about football was the streaker. I always thought that that would be something... I don't know if it's something I'd ever want to do when I was older, but I thought it's nice that that's an option.
Yeah.
And it feels like they've died out for one reason or another, streakers. You don't see as many. Was it Erica Rowe, the original?
Yeah, she was doing an England game? It was a rugby union at Wembley.
Different sport, I guess.
A different sport, but I remember being very excited by that as a little boy.
Yes. So picture that. I think it'd be nice to give people the opportunity to get that thrill of streaking.
Mm-hmm.
You enter the ride, it's virtual reality, and you've got a stadium full of people, and you get to streak across the pitch. But you have to do all the prep as well, because I think that's part of the excitement. There was one recently, actually, the Naked Man of Granada. Did you read about that? That was a Manchester United game. There was a streaker who struck, but he he had to wait for 15 hours before the game under a tarpaulin. Completely nude. So I thought that would be a nice little build-up to it.
Yeah, that's definitely...
You really want to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the good thing about this is you'll also have a locker to leave your stuff in, because that was the thing when I used to fantasize about the possibility of streaking at a football match. I always thought, well, it's so impractical because you leave afterwards, you've not got trousers, your keys, or anything like that. So you've got a locker for all your stuff. So you enter the ride, spend 10 to 14 hours naked under a tarpaulin, and then when it's your turn, you go up. And you streak, you do all of the tomfoolery that you would do if you were streaking in real life. But the difference here is, because as you'll know, you're funding, you're creating a park, you've got to gamify these things.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be an end point.
Yeah.
So the thing with this one is Yap Stam's there, but it's 10 Yap Stam's.
Ooh.
So we have 10 Yap Stam's, and they're not VR, they're real.
And they're in the booth with you?
Yeah, one of them's played by Yap Stam, and then 9 others are... Well, I thought you could either genetically modify Yap Stam, if that's... I know you've got quite
keen
a big
that.
Budget.
Yeah.
Money's unlimited, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that then. We'll GM Yap Stam.
I'd also be up for renditioning Yap Stam's extended family and... shaving them all to look like Yap Stam.
Yeah.
And, that's very and getting interesting. Them
in, yeah, I mean, this is the kind of park that we're running here. Everything's on the table.
a bold Mrs. Stam is definitely someone I want to see when I'm standing in my undercrackers.
100%. That's very good. He's got kids as well. I think he's got I seem to remember he's got twins, Yap Stam.
He does.
He's got bold twins now.
I read the strangest thing about Yap Stam, and it's in a book, and so I assume true. Apparently, Yap Stam induced, not him, he's not got a medical degree, but Yap Stam induced one of his daughters 2 weeks early so that she could be born between the end of the World Cup and United's pre-season training.
How did he induce?
I mean, you know, it says he's quite committed, and I guess that's what you want at the park.
Yeah, we want that level, and that's why I think maybe the shaving of the family is in there. I mean, he's probably going to do that. I mean, you know, sorry, Millie, or whatever your name is. I know that we've always had questions over whether that was the right thing to do. You've always not been quite, but come here a second.
You've always been 2 weeks behind everyone else in everything.
So you enter the stadium. It's full of people. I assume it's people, employees of ours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
80,000 people. They're all screaming. And the pitch is full of Yap Stam, his extended family, who have been made to look like him, and a goalkeeper. It can be any goalkeeper. And they're having a kick about, as you would be doing. and then our rider, an opportune moment, gets out and is completely naked and runs across the pitch and does whatever they want to do. I mean, this is quite... I feel like a lot of theme park rides, you sort of just strap in and let the ride take you. This is more creative. You are deciding your own ride, really. But I always thought one of the exciting things about streaking was there was always a slight chance that one of the players... my turn on you. And I've seen it happen where a player has tackled a streaker.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that was my reason for choosing Yap Stam. I thought, well, who would be the most thrilling person to get tackled by? But there's a real danger when you're around Yap Stam. And it also really worked with the name of the ride. so that was the reason for choosing him. So I thought, you know, maybe we've got a timer up. If you last say, 10 minutes running around completely naked with Yapstam and his extended family without them tackling you to the ground.
Mm.
So maybe that's there's a prize at the end, and obviously at the end you'd get a key ring with you.
I mean, you've sort of touched at the heart of one of the mysteries of streaking for me, in that I've never quite appreciated what it is they are trying to achieve when they streak.
Mm.
Because when you obviously can't keep anything in your pocket, so you can't unfurl a banner unless, you know, the banner comes from somewhere unspeakable. So what are you're just wanting to display your bits?
Well, I think that's it. That's why it's such a pure thing to do, because it's all about the moment.
There is one amazing piece of defence at the disposal of the streaker, and I mean, this might take me a little while to explain, so bear with me. I promise you I saw this, and okay, I can't trace it now. I've tried for years to track it down, and I can't find it again. It was late at night, about 20 years ago, I found myself channel surfing on terrestrial TV, came across Channel 5, and they were screening a program called The Most Extreme... And as I reached that channel, it came up, The Most Extreme Stand-Up Comedy. And I thought, well, this is... Yeah, okay, what could be the most extreme stand-up comedy? So it was set in a cabaret-type arena, a very, very posh kind of... There was velvet chairs, tablecloths, people had been dining. They were very well-dressed, suit and tie, bow ties even. And onto the stage came a totally naked man, completely naked. He was very, very wiry and incredibly angry, such that he grabbed the microphone and started doing his stand-up routine. And he was so angry and fired up about something that I think he was speaking English, but I couldn't understand a word. It was just angry noises down a microphone.
Right.
Now, the assembled guests, who looked like they'd paid a lot of money to be there, found this funny. It's quite funny. You're suddenly confronted with a very wiry-looking, angry, naked man who's shouting at you in a way that you don't understand. There was ripples of laughter. The laughter came and went. It was that comedy of bravery, and that, I don't know what's going on here, but he's still doing it. It's sort of stopped being funny, and now it's become really funny. And this went on way too long. And I'm watching this thinking, I think this might just be genius. This might be the best stand-up I've ever seen.
Yes.
And then he kicked someone in the head in the front row. He kicked someone full in the face, and this bloke kind of recoiled, and a massive roar of laughter went up from the rest of the crowd, assuming this is part of it. This must be part of it. He's just physically assaulted someone. That's got to be a plant. The guy himself looked utterly shocked, and in the spirit of, well, everyone's finding this funny, I don't want to be the stick in the mud that's going to ruin this. I'm going to find it funny as well, even though my nose is bleeding.
Yeah.
So he sort of laughed as well, and the guy carried on angry ranting. And then he goes to the other side of the stage and kicks someone else in the face. And this guy's like, no, hold on. That other guy was probably a plant. I'm not a plant. I'm not having this. So he gets onto the stage thinking, I'm going to take you to task for... Mm. Kicking me in the face. But this guy's totally naked. The moment the posh man in a suit gets on the stage, the guy, the stand-up, reveals himself to be a very, very accomplished boxer. And he starts kicking the absolute shit out of this guy in a suit such that he quickly leaves the stage.
Right.
And at this point, there's a sort of mixture of hilarity, confusion, and just abject fear breaking out amongst the audience. So a couple of other blokes get on the other side of the stage and think, I'm not having this. We've paid a lot of money. He's now physically assaulting us. So he takes on three of them at the same time, and he's so good and he's so violent that... And he's also naked, which is what drew me to
mention this. I hadn't
forgotten that
bit, yeah.
His ultimate defense is, you know, there's a clear weak point if you want to attack a naked man, but no one is going to be seen to do that. No one is going to go for the knackers when they are there on full display.
Yeah.
So his ultimate defense is being defenseless. And he proceeds to kick the shit out of everyone such that there becomes a mass riot to get out of the room. And you slowly realize his routine won't end until he clears the room. And it was only when there was no one left that he took a very polite bow and left the stage. And it was the most amazing stand-up comedy I've ever seen. I would hate to be there live. I don't ever want to be there live. So I think your idea has a built-in protection in that however hard and dangerous Yap Stam is, he's not going to break that boundary of... He's not going to physically damage a naked man, is he?
Isn't it? Yeah, I'd never thought about it like that before, but that's your... You look very silly attacking a nude person, wouldn't you?
I'd like it to be no holds barred, though. I think...
if we're going to do this...
I don't think there should be any etiquette here. And I'd like to sort of, in the true spirit of Yap Stam, I'd like to try and induce that in some way. now, there's the very famous Yap Stam sort of Fergie fallout in which Fergie, you know, tracked him down to a petrol station and told him that he was going to Lazio.
Yeah.
Tracked him down in a petrol station.
Fergie's secretary called him and said, "Where are you?" And Yap Stam was just like, "Oh, I'm just on my way home. I'm near a petrol station." She's like, "Pull in." Fergie gets on the blow. He's like, "Right, I'm coming over." Goes to the petrol station, tells him they want to get rid of him. They thought he had lost a yard. They saw his stats were down and said, "Look, can you go to Lazio and make this quick?" And Yap Stam sort of agreed and didn't really, and later thought, "Well, that was weird. Why did he agree to that?"
Whoops.
But I suppose when you've just been tracked down to a petrol station and Fergie's jumped in your car,
you're on
you'd
the
say
back
yes to almost anything, right?
Yeah.
And Fergie says that's his biggest regret. But what people leave out of this story is that Yap Stam was actually banned for taking steroids and might actually give some indication of why his form continued or went up. So it would be nice if we could, you know, at random times inject some of the Stam family with various sort of steroidal fluids to kind of
the bald twins in particular.
The bald twins, that'd be great. Double injection. And
that's really angry. Nice.
And they're going for the knackers. And maybe you could, as the streaker, you've got one sort of bonus, one get out of jail free card, and you could sort of employ that. And maybe it's Fergie in a golf cart who's trying to round up the Yap Stams.
I see.
That would be quite nice.
He could mow down Yap's children if they're attacking.
Exactly. And it's sort of like you can play that for maybe 30 seconds and it buys you a bit of time while the kind of steroidal kind of, you know, anger.
Clawing away.
sort of. Falls off.
The visual material we're generating to market this ride is impressive already. There's a naked person, because let's not forget that it can be of any kind of orientation or physical makeup. There's a naked person being protected by an irate, because he's always irate, Ferguson on a golf cart, surrounded by the extended Von Trapp Stam singers. The stampede element, I wonder if, is it appropriate to have multiple streakers and the 11 members of Yap Stam's family are taking on more than one at a time?
There is that, but I think you are running the risk. There's only a certain amount of nude people you could put in one arena without it.
Well, there's only so much room under that tarpaulin for 15 hours. It's going to get stuffy if there's too many under there.
What we don't want this ever to become is some kind of orgy. I'd say you could probably put up to 5 in without the risk of that.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah.
So I'd say, okay, 5 nude people. If they can all be from the same family, great.
That yes. I think that's nice. And
it's a bit like a Family Fortunes thing, sort of your family versus Yap's.
Yes.
Okay, this is developing into something.
I'm very excited. I think we should probably bring it to a vote.
I think we're ready for the vote.
We can still get it into R&D stage and, you know, kind of work on the little minutiae of how much steroids, you know, how many of the Stam family we need. Those little details. I think you've kind of worked, you know, very hard on a lot of those details.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
You've done an incredible job. So I think it's probably time to vote on it now.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay, so all in favour of the Yap Stampede entering into football land, say aye on a count of three. 1, 2, 3, aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous.
Yeah, very
astonishing.
Early on, I think it was established. This was a winner.
This is a winner. Yeah,
you've got to be proud of
Thank
that.
Thank you. This means a lot. Cheers.
I'm going to football land. To football land. To football land. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
It's not built yet.
Oh, wow.
What
that was. That was a session.
It was a sesh.
Hefty sesh, that was.
Hefshin.
Yeah.
A seshwan.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Seshwan.
I liked it. Yes, that's it. All right, then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.